Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Zayin. We are already more than halfway down Zayin Omer Aleph. We're at the two dots, a little bit more than halfway down. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Ida Zimmerman. And we're also continuing to learn, of course, for all the Chayalim, Kochos HaBitachon, and all the people in Eretz Yisrael who are under great stress from the Rishayim. Be'ezus Hashem, our forces should be successful in everything that they do, bring back more Shvuyim, bring them back healthy and safe. And Be'ezus Hashem, all those in need of a refuah shleimah should have one as soon as possible. B'mheira. Okay. We pick up at the two dots, like I said, Zayin Omer Aleph, a little bit more than halfway down the daf. Rami le Abaye le Rava. Abaye asks Rava the following question. Yesterday, Shir, remember we had brought down the pasuk, Meitav Sodeyu, Meitav Karma Yishalim from Parshas Mishpatim, and we had discussed exactly what that pasuk is telling us. Who do we pay the Meitav Sodeyu from? Is it like Rabbi Shmuel said, is it from the Nizak, or like Rabbi Akiva says, based upon the Mazik? And we'll discuss that a little bit more further today. But for now, we have another question that Abaye asks to Rava. We do have this pasuk from Mishpat to Meitav Sodeihu that implies Meitav in, that you have to play from the best of your fields, either, again, like Rabbi Shmuel, the Nizak, or like Rabbi Akiva, the Mazik, but that implies that you can't pay with something else. If you can't pay cash, you have to pay with the best of your fields. Midi achrina lo, you can only pay with the Meitav, but you can't play with something else. But then we have Vatanya, we have another famous price that tells us, we have another pasuk that says, Kesef Yoshiv Livolov Vamesi Elo. So we have the word Yoshiv, which is extra. In Dibur Masklu, Yoshiv, Rashi tells us, Kesef Yoshiv Livolov is the Pasuk. The Havale Lemich Tav, it should have said, Bal Habor Yishalem Kesef Livolov. It should have just said that in this situation where damage was done by your pit, so the owner of the pit should pay Kesef to the person that was hurt. Now, Yoshiv, why did it say the word Kesef? Yoshiv Livolov. That seems to be an unnecessary word. Yoshiv, the Kosev Rechmona, normally, Hol Ukvar Kesiv Yishalem Lirabos Kol Hashavos. So we already know that you have to pay. What is the word Yoshiv doing there? So we darshin this out in the Braisa, that the word Yoshiv is Lirabos to come to teach us an additional din that you can pay not only Kesev, but you can pay Shava Kesev Vafilu Subim. You can even play bran. You can play with anything that is the value of the money. So let's say you owe $100. So you can give him $100, or you can give him $100 worth of bran of subin. So how can you tell me you have to pay Meitav Sodeihu, implying that only Meitav, but not something else, either Kesef or Meitav Sodeihu, but the extra word Yoshiv is darshened out to teach us that you can even pay with Shava Kesef, even bran. So the Gemara says that's not a stira. When Abaye asks this question to Rava, Mistama Rava responds and says, Lo Kasha, Kan Midaito, Kan Bal Korcho. Rashi tells us in Dibur Maskil Midaito, I Mishalim Le Mazik Nisko Midaito. If the Mazik says, I'm really sorry, how much do I owe you? That's what the damage is. Here, I'm paying you. To lo atruche litzok olav b'deistin, and you don't make the guy take you to Beistin to go and force you to pay. So then, shoku subit. Then, since you're voluntarily paying, you could even pay with shavah kesef and even something like bran, afilu subit. So you owe him $100. Instead of giving him $100, you give him $100 worth of subin. However, Avon Eina wrote Sehamazik Lushalim Nisko Lenizak El Mvesin says, listen, I'm not paying you, take me to court. And the guy takes you to court, the Nizak takes you to court, and the court says, yeah, you owe him $100. So then the Hainu Bal Karkel, that's so to say against your will. So then Eina Mishalim El Meitav Sodeyu, either Kesef or Meitav Sodeyu. So that's the way we want to suggest the reconciliation between the pasuk Meitav Sodeihu and the extra word Yoshiv Livolov. Amma Ula Breid Rabbi Loi Daikonami. Ula, who's the son of Rabbi Loi, says, yes, I can show you that that is correct because look at the word. It doesn't say a different Lashon. It says Meitav Sodeihu, Meitav Karmo Yishalem. The pasuk says Yishalem, which implies Bal Korcho. As Rashi says, the Gabi Meitav Ksiv Yishalem, Dimashma Yishalem Bal Korcho. You shall pay, so to say, against your will. And that's why you have to pay him Meitav Sodeihu. But if you're voluntarily paying, so then you can pay Yoshiv Livolov, even Lerabo Shavu Kesef, Afilu Subin. Abaye says, no, that's not right. Amle Abaye says to Ula Breid Rabbi Loi, Does it say Yishulam? Mikasiv Yishulam? Rashi says, if it said Yishulam, that would be Mashma Ayidei Achayrim, the Beis Din, Yordin L'Nechosov, the Masik. That would imply the Beis Din, so to say, goes into your possessions and forces you to pay. Then you have to pay Meitar Sodeyu. But Yishalim, Avo Yishalim, Mashma Nami Mitaito. That implies that you did it voluntarily as well. Yishalem ksiv, it doesn't say Yishulam, it says Yishalem ksiv, which implies midai to mashva. So therefore, Abaye doesn't like that teretz. And therefore, Elom Abaye, Abaye says, this I think is a teretz. Kidemar, like Demar. Who is Demar? Demar is his uncle Rabba. When Abaye Nebuch was orphaned at birth, so his uncle Rabba took him in, and he always refers to him in a tremendously respectful way, and he calls him Mar. So Abai says the answer is like Rabba said, like Mar said, the Tanya, because you learned in the following Brisa tells us, Hare Shayulo Botim Sados Ukramim. If a person is impoverished right now in terms of liquidity, he doesn't have a lot of cash, he has less than the standard that you need to have, which is Mosayim Zuz of cash before you're allowed to go and take all the various matnosanim. As Rashi tells us, that if he has less than Shoveh Mosayim, then a person would be allowed, as the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Peya, Mishesh Lo Mosayim Zuz Lo Yitol Leket Shicho Peyu Maisroni. Anybody who has liquid 200 zuz, so he's not allowed to go and take these matnos anim of lek and shichah pay and ma'aser ani. The lav ani, because by definition he's not an ani. The nim so gozel anim, and if he takes it, he's stealing from the anim. However, ha'yulom masayim zuz chaser dinar. If the person has 199 zuz, so he's missing one dinar, so he has a certain amount of money, but below the poverty level, then the Nasrlo Shava Elev Zuz Bivas Achas Harezayito. Then he's allowed to take at one fell swoop even 1,000 zuz worth of the Matnosaniyim, because he is below the poverty level, he has less than 200 zuz, and therefore he's allowed to go and take these Matnosaniyim. What happens if the person, granted, doesn't have liquidity, he doesn't have 200 zuz cash, but he has property? That's what the Gemara tells us right now. This person has houses, he has fields, he has vineyards that are worth well more than 200 zuz. Shavim Masayim zuz. Let's even assume it's just 200 zuz. So how do we view such a person? Aval eino motzi limkar. He can't find a buyer for them right now for their value. So then, machilin lo so meiser ani ad mechza. In this situation, let's assume the person has 200, he has no cash, but he has $200 worth of property. So we can say that we're certain he'll be able to sell his field for at least half the value, 100 zuz. And therefore, even if he doesn't have the ability to sell it right now for the 200 zuz that it's worth, he can sell it for 100 zuz, and therefore we will let him take 100 zuz worth of Maiser Ani. Because the tvei mipalga lo zili liolam, because there's no way, even under the most dire circumstances, that his karka, his house, his fields, his kramim won't be worth at least half their value. Bahari yesh lo masayim zuz, and therefore he would have 200 zuz if you give him 100 zuz of maaser ani plus the 100 zuz of his batim sados ukramim. So then he'll have 200 zuz. Now, that's what the Brisa said. So he has these. But him sados and kramim ve'enu motzi lamochor, and he can't find somebody that's willing to buy them for the regular price. So as Rashi just pointed out, the Gemara tells us machilin oso meiser ani ad mechza. We'll let him have 100 worth of meiser ani because his 200 value of houses, fields, and kramim vineyards will definitely be able to be gotten. Now that's what the Brisa says. V'havi b'mar, and Rabbi asked, what are we talking about? Hechidami, what exactly is going on over here? If you're going to tell me Huzal Arosa de Kuliyama, maybe telling me that the prices have gone down universally. It's a bad market, and everybody's real estate properties have gone down. So then, if everybody else has gone down as well, v'diday nami zol b'hadayu, so everybody else has went down to half the value, as did his as well. So then, he doesn't have 200 zuz, so why can't he take afilu tuva nami lisulei? Then you should only be able to give him 100, like we brought down. If you have less than 200, you can even get 1,000 at once. We don't say you can only get up to 200. When you have less than 200, so then you're entitled to get as much as you can at one fell swoop. So you can even get 1,000 in that situation. So if everybody's prices went down on the real estate, so then this guy doesn't have 200 zuz. So then he's considered a poverty. He's below in poverty. He's below the poverty line. And he should be able to take as much as you want, not limited by giving him 100 zuz. Because the har zul l'kulei alma nami, because everybody went down, so why should he be viewed differently? He's truly taka a ani. Now, if you're going to tell me ella the okir arasa d'kulei alma, now literally this means that everybody else's prices went up, but it means that everybody else's prices stayed the same. So, if somebody else owned this field, they would easily get 200 zuz for it. However, v'diday, since this person is in dire circumstances, everybody knows he's cash poor and he needs to get cash. So guess what? Everybody's offering him, you know, 50 cents on the dollar. So I did the oil, the Norfolk Azuzi, since this guy is going around saying, listen, I need cash. How about, you know, try to sell my field? So everybody's not willing to pay him the full price. So Zola Arye, his field has gone down and returned to Zayin Omid Beis. So then, Afilu Porta Namilo Lissule. That's, so to say, his fault. Rashi says in Tat Rashi over here on Zayin Omid Beis, Shahare Shavos Karakosu Musayim Zuz. The karka is worth 200 zuz. The fact that he's unable to get it, so that's his problem. He is not considered below the poverty line. He's just having trouble selling his field. So that's his problem, so to say. So therefore, Rabbi says, what's the story over here in this brisa? And therefore, the Omar Ma'ar Allah, so therefore, Rabbi himself interpreted the brisa in the following way. Lo Tzricha, the chiddush of the brisa is as follows. Debiyome Nisan Ikot Arasa. During the month of Nisan, the land normally goes up in value because people can go, as Rashi tells us, near Choresh Osan v'yemos ha'kayitz, because the person will be able to buy it and he buys it when it's empty and he is able to go and plow it during the summer months, the Zoran v'tishrei, and he go plant it now in Tishrei with Mar Cheshvan or in Mar Cheshvan. So then when he buys it in Nisan, he'll have plenty of time to go make it more valuable. So the prices are higher in Nisan. However, in the later parts of the year, but if you buy a land then, it's too late to go and plow it for that year and plant it for that year, so it's worth less. So the real estate prices are at their optimum in the month of Nisan. As opposed to Biyomi Tishrei, Zol Arasa. So the real estate market fluctuates. It's at its best value in the month of Nisan, and it's its lowest value in the month of Tishrei. Because the Kuli Alba Natri Adisan was happening, because everybody waits to buy stuff in Nisan, so the prices therefore go up because they'll be able to go and plow and plant it for that year. So they're gaining an extra year, so they want to buy in Nisan. And therefore, that's explaining the real estate prices. Tosus points out in Dira Masu, Yumi Nisan, Yukari Arasa. So he says, okay, that's great for the fields. Vim Tomar, Hantenach Sados, Kinapirisha Kuntris. Like Rashi said, that explains the difference in real estate for fields, Sados Ukrumin, in Nisan versus Tishrei. Lefi Shiachrosh Bekayitz, Vizrab and Marcheshvan, because you'll plow in the summer and you'll plant in Marcheshvan or in Tishrei. Ela Batim, but houses, real estate. Of a market of houses, my chiluk yesh ben beinitzon leTishrei. Why should there be a difference in prices for houses? So Tosus answers the Yesh Lomar Shirigilin Shiyakru Bisman Shirigilin Lischar Habatim Achash Shesachu Zilu, because he says no, people are more interested in moving during the month of Nisan. That's sort of at the end of the school year. So people want to go and move before the next school year starts. People want to go and move in the summer when it's not rainy, it's not cold. It's more easy to move then. So real estate prices also fluctuate based upon the time of the year. So that's the scenario that Rabbah paints for us, that Batim, Sados, and Krumim will fluctuate in price, be the most expensive in the month of Nisan and the least valuable in the month of Tishrei. Now, what's the scenario over here? Vahai, this poor person, the price is talking about, that is trying to sell his batim, sadus, or krumim, but doesn't have easy buyers available. Ho, v'itztricha lezuzi, since this guy is destitute for cash, he is well known that everybody knows this guy needs cash, so zabin kidahashta. So he's forced to sell now in Tishrei at the lower prices. So if you say that this person should be considered a poor person, so if you look at it now in Tishrei, yeah, he is a poor person because it's not worth the 200 zuz. But if you look at it in the month of Nisan, so then it is worth the 200 zuz. So how should we view this person? So therefore, ad palgo urchil emezal. So since right now it is the month of Tishrei, so we view it as being worth half the amount. And therefore, tvei lav urchil emezal, but it still never goes down to less than half the value. So therefore, that's why the Brisa said, since it technically is worth 200, albeit in the month of Nisan, but right now, it can't get that value because you're in the month of Tishrei. So therefore, we view it as being worth half its value. So the guy has 100 zuz, but it's really worth 200 zuz. So therefore, we allow him in this situation. That's the chiddush of the Raisa, to only get 100 zuz of Maiser Ani because he really has something that's worth 200, albeit right now it's only worth 100. So therefore, Abai explains as follows, that Rabbah said, the same dinim apply in regards to damages. That the din is dine beidius. That normally meitav sodeu umeitav karmo yishalim. That normally you have to go and pay with idius property. However, the e amar le ihu. But if the person who was damaged said to the mazik, havli beinonis tve porta, instead of me taking your best property and getting a smaller piece of land, I'd rather take your middle property that is worth a little bit less per acre, but I'll take a little bit more of it. For whatever the reason, he wants to have the bane in this property. Maybe it's closer to his field, so therefore he'd rather have a connecting field rather than a superior property that is in a different place. So the Nizak says to the Mazik, I'm entitled to take Idius, Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karma Yishalim. But instead, I'm willing to take Beninus, a little bit more of the Beninus, to make up the value. So the Nizak is now being asking the Mazik for the Beninus rather than the Idius. So Amalei, the Mazik has the halachic right to say, Ishaklis kidinoch, if you take the Idius, so then Shkol kidahashta, then take it at the lower price right now in Tishrei, because I'm obligated to pay you. You're entitled to take from the idius, so take it right now at the depressed lower prices that are in the month of Tishrei. But if you want Beninus, I don't have to give you Beninus. The low, you want to go and take my Beninus property and take a little bit more of it to make up the value, so then no. Shokil kiyukra delikame. So then you can take it, but at the higher prices of Nisan. So if you want idius, I'll give you at the lower prices right now. But if you want Beninus, you're going to have to pay a premium. You're going to have to go and take the prices at the higher level during the month of Nisan. So that is how Abaya wants to explain the distinction of Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karmu Yishalim versus Kesev Yoshiv Livolov. If you want to take the Meitav, so then you have to take it like the prices are right now. But if you want Beninus, so then I have the right to say you take it at the higher prices during the month of Nisan. That is the teretz that Abaye gives, but it is not liked by Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Maskev law, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that's not right. Based on what you're saying, im kein, horata kochot shel nizikin, eitzel beninus v'ziburis. So wait a second. The people who have been damaged, actually, you've made their strength poorer in regards to collecting beninus and ziburis, the middle and lower level property versus the higher level property. Because the Rachman Amar Mi Meitav, the Torah says Meitav Sadeh Meitav Karmi Yishalem, and you're saying therefore the Atam is Mi Beninus V'Ziburis Nami Lo. You're saying he'd be entitled to collect from the highest property. Doesn't that imply he's certainly entitled to collect from the middle and lower level properties? But the way you've explained it, Abaya, based upon Rabbah, is that in fact, if he wants to collect Idias, the Meitav, so then he can collect it at the lower prices of Tishrei, which he's in right now. But if he wants to connect Beninus or Ziburis, then he has to take it at the higher prices that are normally available in only Nisan, but not now in Tishrei. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, this is the way you have to understand it. If you want to go and make a comparison to what Rabbah said by the poor person to Nizikin, so then you have to do it in the following way. If you want to make the comparison, make this comparison to the case of a Baal Chov. Now, normally, if a person owes money, Reuven owes money to Shimon, so Reuven, if he can't pay him back, so Shimon is entitled to go and take a lien on the property, and he's entitled to take not from the it is not from the best, but he doesn't have to take from the words. He takes from Beinonis. Bachov dine de Beinonis. We'll discuss exactly how this din works a little bit later. But right now, the established rule is that when a Bachov comes to collect and the person doesn't have the money to pay him, and he's collecting from a leaned property, so he's entitled to take, if there's a choice, only from the Beinonis fields. Now, the E. Amale, however, if the person who lent the money says to the person who owes him the money, the Amale, Havli Ziburis Tve Porta, I would rather take again your inferior property, for whatever the reason, maybe again it's closer to his other fields, and you want to have one continuous field rather than have two separate fields. So he says, even though I'm entitled to take Beninus, I'm willing to take an equal value of Ziburis, of your lower level property, give me a little bit more to make up for the value, and I'll be happy with that. So the person who owes the money, the Balchov, is allowed to say, Amalei, Ishaklis Kidinach, if you take the Beninus like you're entitled to, so then Shkol Kidahashta, then I'll give it to you at the current prices in Tishrei, which are lower. But if you want to take Zibura's property, below Shakul Kiyukwa, the Lakami, then you have to go in and accept it at the higher prices of Nisan, even though you're willing to take Zibura's, but you have to take it at the better market value for me, which is the higher prices in Nisan, even though right now we are in Tishrei. So if you're taking Beninus, you get the lower prices of Tishrei. But if you want Ziburis, so then you have to take the higher prices of Nisan. So again, this seems to be a little bit unfair. Masiv lo Ravacha b'rei de Ravika, a different Ravacha, Ravacha, the son of Ravika, questions Ravacha bar Yaakov, and he says to him, based upon what you're saying, Im Kain, Na'alta Delis, but they love it. You're going to close the door in the face of people that want to lend money, that need to borrow money, because the people that are lending you money are going to say, the Amalei, somebody's going to say to the person they lend money to, listen, Ilu Havuli Zuzi, if I hadn't lent you the money and I had the money myself right now, then I'd be able to buy the Ziburis at the lower prices of Tishrei, because I'd have the money. Now, Vahava Shaklaki the Hashta, I would be able to go purchase them at the lower prices right now. But because I lent you the money, Hashta, the Tzuzi Gabach, I was a nice guy and lent you the money. Now I have to pay for the Ziburis at the higher prices of Nisan? No way. Eshko Kiyuku Delakame, I should have to pay a higher price. Guess what? Next time I'm not going to lend you money. And therefore, we're going to close the door. No Alta Delis, Mibnei Lovin, for the people that need to borrow money. They're not going to find it because the people that are lending money saying, I'm being hurt by lending you the money. So therefore, Rav Acha Breid Ravika doesn't like the teretz of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And therefore, El Omer Rav Acha Breid Ravika, this is the way you have to compare it. Iiko L'damuye, if you want to go take Rabba's din by the poor person who owns Batim, Sodos, and Kramim, and analogize it to something else, Iiko L'damuye, you have to go and compare it to the following case, Liksubas Isha Midaminon. Compare it to the case of a woman who's collecting Kaksuba. Now, the rule is by a woman collecting Kaksuba, Doksubas Isha Dina Kibiziburis, that when a woman goes and collects her Kaksuba, she's only entitled to take if he doesn't have the cash to give her for the Kaksuba. So she takes the leaned properties, she takes from Ziburis if he has multiple different levels of property. So she's first paid off with the Ziburis, the most inferior property. Now, let's say she says to her husband, her ex-husband now, the Amalei, she says to her ex-husband, listen, you owe me the Ksuba, I'm entitled to take Ziburis, but Havli Beninis Batsiporta, I would prefer to have a smaller portion, but of the medium level quality, so I'll take a smaller amount of the field in order to make the right amount of money that I should get. I'm not asking to get more money, but I'd rather have a smaller field of the middle level of Beninis rather than the larger Ziburis of inferior quality field. That's what she tells her ex-husband. So here, Rav Acha Breid Ravika says, the husband has the right to say to her, the ex-husband has the right to say to her, Amalah, listen, Ishak lives kidinoch, shko kidahashta. If you want to take the Ziburis, which is what you're entitled to, so then I will pay you. Right now it's Tishrei, and you'll get the field based upon the lower prices of Tishrei. But if you're asking me to do you a favor, you're asking me to give you Beninus properties, which you're not entitled to, the low, so then I'm going to charge you the higher prices in Nisan. So yes, I'll give you the Beninus properties, but it's going to be a premium. Shkol kiyukwa delikame. Then go and take it at the higher prices that you normally would have to pay for it in Nisan. So I'm willing to give you the Beninus, but you're going to have to come up with a little bit on your own in order to make me want to give you the Beninus, and then I'll give you at the higher price Beninus, I'll give you the Beninus. But if you want the Ziburis, so then you get it at the lower price right now. This is what Rav Acha, Berei de Rav Ika, says is the right way to understand this comparison. No, bottom line is, we now have schlugged up Abaye's teretz, so therefore we're left with our original question. We call Makom Kasha. As Rashi tells us, we still have our original question over here. How do you say Meitav Sodei or Meitav Karim or Yishalem? And at the same time, we have Kesef Yoshiv Livolot to tell us that you can pay with Shava Kesef Afilu Subin. So what's going on? So the teretz finally is, Abaye originally asked Rava, and Rava tells him, I'm a Rava, call the Yoiv Le. The pasuk meitav sodei or meitav karmo yishalim is coming to teach us that whatever you pay him, even if it's subin, you got to pay him from the best. So that's what it means. If you're giving him kesef, okay, you give him kesef. Kesef is always the best. If you give him karka, you have to give him from the idiots, from the best karka. But if you're giving him shava kesef, you can't give him lousy shava kesef. You can't give him lousy brand. You got to give him from the best brand. That's what it means. Meitav sodei or meitav karmo yishalim. Because when you're kesef, you're shiv levalav. If you're giving him kesef or shava kesef, you still have to give him the shava kesef from the best. Gemara says, but that's not what the pasuk says, Rava. But meitav sodehu umeitav karmo yishalim ksiv. So it doesn't say from the best of the subin. It says meitav sodehu. So Rava's teretz isn't good. Ella, Kiyosa Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Mibe Rav. When these two great Amoraim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, came home from Beis Medrash, Mibei Rav means for the Beis Medrash, loved Afka, the Beis Medrash of Rav. It means Mibei Rav is a generic term for the Beis Medrash. So, Parshua, they explained this stira between Meitav Sodeyu and Kesef Yoshiv Lulav in the following way. Kol Milei Meitavu. When you're dealing with Metaltolin, it's always considered Meitav. Any Metaltolin is Meitav. Why? Because it's always going to be sellable. Even if not over here, you'll be able to sell it someplace else. The Elo Mizdavin Hacha, for whatever reason, there's a surplus in this area of widgets. So then, Mizdavin B'mos Achrite. So you'll take it, it's movable. You'll take it to another place where they don't have the widgets. And therefore, you'll be able to sell it over there. So by definition, Kesef Yoshiv Lov Olav is always Meitav. But by fields, Lebar Me'ara, that's different. The din is different because you can't move your field from New York and move it to Philadelphia. The lace of Le Mi Meitav, there you always have to pay Mi Meitav because Kihechi the Likpots Alos Vina. In order to make sure that there'll be plenty of people that want to buy it, good property, people are always willing to buy. Medium and not so good property, inferior property, people might not be willing to buy. So therefore, in order to satisfy Meitav Sodehu, that's what it means. You have to always give from the idiot's properties. As opposed to the concept of Meitav, that by metaltolin is by definition always good. There's no such thing as bad metaltolin. Whereas by land, it could be land that's difficult to sell. So that's the teretz that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Radio Show gave to explain this stira, seeming contradiction between Meitav Sodehu and Kesef Yoshiv Livolav. Okay, now we go back to our original question between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that you pay from the idiots of the Nizak, and Rabbi Kiva says you pay from the idiots of the Mazik. So now we're going to ask a question on that. By the name of Shmuel Bar Abba, Me'akrunya, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba came from the city of Akrunya, he asked me Rabbi Abba. He asked Rabbi Abba the following question. When the Beis Din goes, evaluates the property of the Mazik, Kishen Shamim, when the Beis Din evaluates, how did it evaluate it? Bishalohen Shamim or Bishal Olam Hen Shamim? So we're looking at it the point of view from Rabbi Akiva, who says that you look at the Mazik. So the Mazik happens to have super-duper properties. He has grade A properties, and he also has grade C properties. So how do we view it? Do we view it as his properties? Well, he has even more superior properties than the normal superior properties, which are grade C. That's the normal definition of idius, which is C. And Beninus is D, and Ziburis is E. But he happens to have some super-duper properties that are A. So do we say when he has to pay from his idiots, we mean from his idiots, which is A, not the C? Or do we say, oh, b'shal olam hein shamim? No, the rest of the world considers C to be idiots' properties. He happens to have some super-duper properties, but that's his own luck. But he should only have to pay what the rest of the world calls idiots, which is grade C, even though he has even better than that, grade A or grade B. That's the question that Rav Shmuel Bar Abba asks to Rabbi Abba. And he says, do we in fact look at his personal situation? So if he has grade A, that's better than the normal idiots of grade C. He still has to pay grade A? Or no, even though he has grade A, he can pay with the normal idiots of the rest of the world, which is the grade C. Now, we only ask this question according to Rabbi Akiva. I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel Loti Bailo. The question never got off the ground, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because the Omar b'dinizak shamina, because he holds that you look at the properties of the nizak. So whatever he has, that's it. That's by definition his best property. That's what you have to pay him. So whether he has A, B, C, D, or E, whatever his best property is, so that's what you have to pay him. So the question is only asked, Hiti boy lo chalib the Rabbi Akiva, the Omar b'dinizak shamina. It only is asked according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, my, in this situation, what is the halacha? Do we say, Meitav sodeyu Omar Rachmona, limute the nizak? Does it tell us that you specifically look at over here the mazik and not the nizak, but you therefore have to pay from the best field as defined by the rest of the world? So you would pay, in my example, from the sea level, which the rest of the world describes as idiots. So even though the Nizak might have B fields, you don't have to pay him by the B fields, you pay him by the rest of the world's fields, which are the C fields. Or do we say, no, O Dilma Mute the Almanami, that when it says that you don't pay the Nizak, it means you also don't look at the rest of the world, you just look at this guy, you just look at the Mazik. And if he has A fields, you have to pay him A, even though he also has C fields, which everybody else calls idiots. So the question only goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that you go by the Mazik. So Rabbi Abba answers him and says, Amale, the Torah says, Rachmon Amar Meitav Sodeyu. So what are you asking? It says his field. Simple. If he has A, you have to pay A. If his best field is C, so then he pays the C. But you have to go by his best field. If he has an A field, so it means you have to pay the A field, even though the rest of the world calls it idiots, even for C. That's what Rabbi Abba said. The word question is Eisvei. Ein lo elo idius. We have a brice, a long brice, that tells us if a person only has idius fields, so then we would disregard all of the rules that we had, not only for the Nizikim, which we said you collect from idius, but the Bachov, who collects from Beninus, and the woman with the Ksuba, who normally collects from Ziburis. So if the person that they're collecting from only has idiots, so then kulam govim ino idiots. Even the woman collects her ksuba from the one field that he has, even though it's only an idiots field. He can't say, well, you're only entitled to collect from Ziburis, so I'm not giving you my idiots field. If that's all he has, so then everybody can collect from the idiots. Kulam govim ino idiots. Likewise, if the person who owes the money and can't pay it only has a bait in his field, so then kulam govim bainanis. So then even though the nizak can say, hey, I'm entitled to idiots, but the guy doesn't have idiots, so then you collect from the bainanis. And likewise, the woman who normally is only allowed to collect from the Ziburis is allowed to collect from Beninus in this situation. And likewise, if the person who owes the money only has Ziburis, so cool him, govern Ziburis. So everybody's going to collect from the Ziburis. That's very simple and straightforward. If that's all he has, so then you collect from that field. What happens if you start having more than one level? Hoylo idis ubeninus viziburis. The person has all three. The one who has to pay the money, either the Mazik, or the one who owes the money to the Baal Chov, or the husband who owes the ksuba to the wife, if this person has idiots, bainis, and ziburis, so then we follow the regular rules. That by nizikin, nizikon, nizokin, the idiots, they collect from the idiots field. The Baal Chov collects from the bainis field. Uksuba zisha ziburis, and she collects from the most inferior property. Fine. That's simple. Now, what happens if you only have two of the three types? Idiots, bainis. The person who owes the money only has idiots or beninus fields. So then the nizokin, the people that were damaged, they can collect from the idiots, and the Baal Chov and the Ksubas Isha, they'll collect from the beninus. The Baal Chov is because he's supposed to collect from the beninus, and the Isha because there's no Ziburis field. So then she moves up one category and collects from the beninus. What happens if the person who owes the money only has beninus or Ziburis? So then the nizokin and the Baal Chov will collect from the beninus, and the woman will still collect. The Ksubas Isha, she'll still collect from the Ziburis field. You do the best that you can. The Raisa continues, we turn to Chesam and Aleph. If the person who owes the money has only idiots or ziburis, he has the two extremes, the best and the worst, so then the nizokin, the people that were damaged, they can collect from the idiots, but the Baal Chov, so he can't go collect from the idiots because that's more than he's entitled to, so he then has to collect from the ziburis. And of course, the Ksubas Isha would also collect from the ziburis. That's the Raisa. Now, Kitani Mia Mitzia, in the middle case that we gave over here, which was Beninus Viziburis, when the person who owes the money only has the two levels of Beninus and Ziburis, so we said in that situation, the one who was damaged, the Nizokin, they can collect from only the Beninus in that situation, of course with the Baal Chov, who also collects Nizokin or Baal Chov, they will collect from the Beninus, and the woman will still collect from the Ziburis. Uksubas Isha Viziburis. Now, the E Amis Bishalohein Shomim, but if you're telling me that you go and collect based upon the mazik, or the one who owes the money, based upon his field, so then tase beninus shelo kiidius. But if you're looking at his field, he only has beninus and ziburis. So now his beninus should be described as idius. If you're looking at it from his point of view, he only has two types. So his Beinonis is his best. So why can't, in this situation, the Bachov is only entitled to collect from Beinonis? But he doesn't have Beinonis over here. His Beinonis is considered, because you're looking at it from his point of view, as idiots. So why do we allow the Bachov to collect from this Beinonis? From his point of view, it's really idiots. And therefore, Tasa Beinonis the Shloki idiots, the Yitcha Bachov, and so he burns. And he should be able to push the Bachov, who can only collect from the normal Beinonis. But here it's not Beinonis. Here it's idiots. Because that's all he has. So therefore, he should only be allowed to collect from the Ziburis. If you're saying you go based upon that person's property, so his Beinonis now is his best. So that should be considered idiots. So he says, no. Hach Mayaskina, why is that wrong? Because we'll give several tirutzim for this. Kigon Shahislo idiots umuchara. We're dealing over here where he originally did have, this person who owes the money, originally did have idiots, and he sold it. So now, this property that he has right now, which is Beinonis, was immediately held in lien. And therefore, even though right now the person doesn't any longer have the idiots, but this was Beinonis compared to that. And therefore, that's why the Bachov can't be pushed to collect from the Ziburis in this situation, because there really was Beinonis over here at one point in time. It was Beinonis because there was an idiots property that was subsequently sold. And therefore, he can collect still from the Beinonis. The Chizah said the same thing. That originally, at the time that the loan took place, there was idiots property. So therefore, this Beinonis was already leaned to him as the Bachov, and that's why he can collect from the Beinonis, even though we say you collect based upon what he has, based upon the person who owes the money, based upon his property evaluations. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, Hochanam Mistabra. It makes very good sense to say this. Because another Braisa teaches us that if you have Beinonis and Ziburis, if you have these two categories only, so the Nizok can go collect from Beinonis, they collect from the best possible, which is the Beinonis, and it says there that the Bachov, Uksubas Isha, do in fact get pushed to the Ziburis. So the Isha, the Uksubas Isha, that's Klish against the Ziburis. But it says that the Bachov also is pushed from, in this situation, he doesn't get the Beinonis, he has to collect from the Ziburis. And the obvious question is, Kashin Adandi, this Braisa disagrees with the Braisa that we just brought down. So the Teretz is very simple. Elav Shmamina, the Teretz is over here. In the first Braisa, there was originally Idias property. And in the second Braisa, there wasn't originally Idias property. So Kansha Shoyslo Idias Ubuchara, the first Braisa, he originally had Idias property. So the Beinonis is truly Beinonis, and the lien was on the Beinonis. That's why he can collect it from the Beinonis property. Whereas in the second Braisa, Khan Shoyslo Idias Ubuchara, it never was Idias property. He only had Beinonis and Ziburis. So therefore, you go by his evaluation. And for him, his Beinonis is his Idias. It's his best property, even though it's objectively Beinonis. So therefore, the Bachov can be pushed to collect from the Ziburis. Verse says, that's Teretz number one. If you want, you can go and Teretz it a different way. You could go and reconcile these two Braises in the following fashion. No. Both of them are not talking about a case where he had idiots and sold it. They're both talking about all he has is Beinonis and Ziburis. I said, why is there a different din between the two Braises? The Lokash, it's not a stira, because Hod Shavya Beinonis Shalom, Ki Idiyas Diyamwa. Second Brice is talking about that his Beinonis is in fact equal to the value of idiots of the rest of the world. For him, it was Beinonis. But if you look at it to the rest of the world, so it's considered really like idiots property. And therefore, the person who's owed the money is only allowed to go collect from Beinonis. And therefore, he's pushed off. Since there's no Beinonis here, it really is idiots, he has to go collect from the Ziburis. That is the second Braisa. However, the first Braisa, his Beinonis is worth Beinonis. It's not worth the equivalent of idiots to the rest of the world, and therefore, the Bachov is allowed to go and collect from that Beinonis. So that's another way to reconcile the Braises. Then, and that's a perfectly good way to reconcile them as well. And you don't have to go and give the teretz that we said that we're dealing over here with Kant Gonchoisolo Idias Muhara, as opposed to second Bryce it was there was no Idias Muhara. Another way to reconcile the two Bryces is as follows. No, this Beinonis is the Beinonis everybody else. And what's the first and second Bryce arguing about? The second Braisa says, you look at his evaluation. So it's his Beinonis, which is considered idiots in regards to what he has. And therefore, the second Braisa says, you can push off the Bachov to collect from the Ziburis in that situation. As opposed to the first brisa, no, you look at it what is objectively to the rest of the world. And it's bainanis to the rest of the world, so it's bainanis here as well, and therefore the Baal Chov can go collect from it. So that's another way to reconcile the two brises. And finally, the last way, the fourth and final way to reconcile the two brises is this, what Ravina says. Ravina Amar, bid the Ula pliki. They're arguing about a principle that Ula had taught. What is that? The Amar Ula had said, Mina Torah, Devar Torah, the Dinmi Daraisa, is Baal Chov b'Ziburis. Not like we said Baal Chov b'Benis. That Mina Torah, the Baal Chov is only allowed to collect from Ziburis. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Bachutz Tamod, you shall stand outside. And the person that owes you the money, he will go and take out the collateral that he has to go secure the loan and give it to you. Now, what does a person go and take out? So he's going to use his collateral like the most inferior thing that he has. He'll give you the least important thing that he has to use as the collateral. So you see that that's ziburis. So you're only allowed to collect minat Torah from the ziburis. However, why did the rabbis change the din around? The rabbi said that the bachov can collect from the beinanis. Why did they change around the etzem din? Umatam amru bachov beinanis. Why did the rabbis make a takana here and say that the bachov can collect from beinanis and not only the ziburis that the Torah allows? This was done kadesh lo tino delas b'fnei lavin. Ula says the rabbis made this change in order to facilitate people to lend money. If people know that I lend you money, I'm going to get back an inferior field. If you can't pay me back, I'm not going to be so quick to lend you the money. But if I know I'll get back a bane in this field, say, okay, I'll lend you the money because I'm not going to do so terrible if you can't pay me back. So that's Ula's principle. So the first brisa, Mar Islay Takanta the Ula. The first brisa says, yes, you can collect from the bane because we hold like Ula. And even though you're Bachov, you should only technically mean the rice and collect from the Ziburis, we follow Ula's principle and allow you to collect from the Beinis. Whereas the second brisa, Umar, less like the Kanta Ula. The second brisa says, no, we follow the Etzem Din, we don't have Ula's Takana, and we follow the Etzem Din that the Bachov can only collect from the Ziburis. And that's why, in this case, you collect from the Ziburis. Okay, we went pretty far down again on Chesom and Aleph. We went to the two dots, so we'll stop over here. Again, our learning should be a protection for all of the people in Eretz Yisrael and Jewish people in Chutz Laaretz as well, that we shouldn't be suffering at the hands of the Rishayim that are trying to attack us. Hashem Yirachem.